I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
Yeah. You saw it on the Golden Globes.
It's all black, man.
Right. In honor of women and the power that women bring to Hollywood.
We're talking about women in the movies in 2017.
How many times when we examine the categories for Best Actress, whether it's the Globes or the Oscars, they didn't really have a whole lot to choose from. They don't get the good roles. They're not writing really complicated parts for women. That seemed to have been shattered this year. Interesting that it happened the year of the Me Too movement. Or is it just because we're looking with different eyes?
Remember,
that they were always there. And we're just
I think we have to remember these movies were started, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Took 2 or 3 years to get to us. So they were somehow catching the spirit of the power of women long before our Bad Boys in Hollywood. For the year 2017, we had some pretty spectacular ones, starting with
Wonder Woman.
You are so right.
This one got it right. And it was because they broke out of that mold, female director, leading a strong female presence in Gal Gadot.
Let's not discount the importance of Gal Gadot.
It's like we've been waiting for Gadot.
I know. That's a different show. Take the other side of the spectrum, The Post. And this is Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. She plays Katherine Graham, the publisher of the Washington Post.
Yeah.
The time is around the Pentagon Papers, the danger that the Washington Post had in publishing.
The Pentagon Papers, was that before or after Watergate?
Watergate comes after.
The great film, All the President's Men, which is essential viewing for anybody. That's my question. Where is that character in that movie, Katherine Graham? Why isn't she in All the President's Men?
Because All the President's Men is about investigation.
Okay.
And it really has nothing to do with about the publication of the papers. And of course, Watergate is not about the papers.
Yeah.
The film, The Post, plays beautifully on that by saying, you think this was big? Wait, and then they have Watergate coming. Streep, playing Katherine Graham, is running this empire, and the men around her aren't respecting that she has the final word.
Right.
And the film shows very slowly, as only Streep can do, her assumption of power, particularly a one shot where she comes into the room is filled with men.
And interesting texture. You know, Meryl Streep has been taken to task for, during this whole Me Too movement, some people say she knew what was going on with Harvey Weinstein. And at one point, she called him a god.
Yes.
Here she is, kind of complicit.
Yeah. So that's the two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
You have young, sexy, heroic Wonder Woman. You have the older, dowdy, powerful woman in a different way.
One of my favorite women of the year, Margot Robbie's Tonya Harding. And I, Tonya.
Oh.
I am about done with every variation of Goodfellas ripoffs that we've seen over the years.
Yes.
Everybody aping that style. Here, it pays off in an interesting way.
Docudrama about a very contentious business about ice skating.
How many of us just hadn't written off Tonya Harding, or we knew who she was? We thought we had that story down. Here's this white trash animal who just took out her friend.
You were just a punk kid, and I was mature and living through it, and I thought she was purely white trash.
Right.
There's no question she masterminded beating up Nancy Kerrigan.
20-some years later, a very humane portrait of she was and of what her talents were and does muddy the waters a little bit. And, you know, certainly calls to account the media for wallowing in that dopey narrative. Frances McDormand and Three Billboards.
Right, Three Billboards.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Tough as nails. Funny. Portrait of relentless commitment and, you know, perseverance through, again, a system that's at work to keep her quiet and silence her and just push her aside.
Oh, yeah. One of the best examples we have last year is Lady Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, not only because the character played by Saoirse Ronan is such an endearing...
You're so proud of yourself for being able to pronounce that name.
Yeah, you know, something I don't even know if it's right. But it's...
No, I think you got that one.
Written and directed by a woman.
Right.
By Greta Gerwig. But anyway, it crystallizes what I think we have been talking about. The emergence of women.
Yeah.
And however you cut it, women are going to go nose to nose with men until we finally forget gender.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.